is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. In the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Now, this article was sent to me by Mao Yamisu, and it was published on the 19th of January. OnlyFans model, in air quotes, found deleted in guest house with 14 stab wounds as mystery man sought. Well, well, well. Looks like somebody got sent to the upper room when Jesus called. The upper room. An OnlyFans model was stabbed to death in a guest house before being found by her friends. The lifeless body of Melanie Juarez, aged 21, was found with at least 14 stab wounds on Monday in Rosario, Argentina. Her friends raised the alarm after Melanie failed to answer her phone. She had also not been active on social media for 48 hours, prompting her friends and family to phone police, La Nación reports. They rang her sister, who had a spare key to the guest house, and when they got there, they made the grisly discovery. Melanie's body was found on the floor, with her head resting on the mattress of the bed. She had at least 14 stab wounds on her body. Whoa! If her body was on the floor and her head was on the mattress, sounds like not only was she used as a prison shank dummy, she literally got decapitated. It appeared the locked front door and the window had not been forced open, forensics experts said. That sentence right there is the key to this whole thing. Whoever did this to her, she let in of her own free will. They added that the lights were off and the TV was turned on and at full volume. The only item that was missing from Melanie's guest house was her mobile phone. Experts believe Melanie was killed in the early hours of Sunday. Melanie's neighbors said they had not heard any noises, but they did notice a quote-unquote smell of decomposition, according to reports. One crucial clue that investigators found was that one of the lodging's owners said they saw a male guest suddenly leave on Sunday. The man had reportedly been staying at the guest house for a few weeks, and he is said to have had problems with other guests. The owner described Melanie as a calm person who did not have issues with anyone. Augustine, Melanie's brother, told authorities that a man had lived there, quote unquote, until last Sunday. He added that the man paid for a month, but he stayed for 2 weeks and left on Sunday, La Nación reported. Melanie had been living in the guest house for about 6 months before she was killed, according to reports. Prosecutor Adamar Biasini is now determined to locate and identify the mysterious male. Melanie has 15,000 followers on Instagram. She reportedly earned most of her income through OnlyFans, a subscription-only site that is famous for its adult content, where she had been sharing erotic content since February of last year. She had previously worked as a dance teacher and a sales assistant at a mobile phone store. Augustine told local news that Melanie, quote unquote, liked to dance, and she was also working as a bicycle delivery person. Melanie's murder comes as number 13 of crimes that have already been reported in the first 18 days of 2022 by Rosario Police Department La Nación reports. The investigation is still ongoing. Now, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate this. Another one of these OnlyFans, quote unquote, models, which we know what they're really doing. They're selling themselves. But of course, the lamestream media has to do everything they can to try to smooth it out. Oh, she was only a model. Now, when you look at this woman, this is the type of woman who would have been scooped up by a good man easily. However, what does she want to do? She wants to play the dangerous game of selling herself. Hey, it is what it is. Now, do I feel sorry for women like this? No. They are adult women who make adult choices, and guess what? Adult consequences come with said choice. Now, I know somebody might get their panties in a bunch, see this video, and say, well, what if it was your daughter? See, my daughter was never shielded from this world. I made sure to tell my daughter about this sick, depraved, twisted world that we live in. And I also told my daughter, if you end up in a situation like this and something bad happens to you, and you pay the ultimate price, guess what? I will mourn you as you are my daughter. However, when I find out the true facts behind what happened, I'm going to simply say this. You played a stupid game. You won a stupid prize. Oh, well, I will mourn you. But guess what? I'm still going to call you a dumbass for the decisions that you decided to make. See, my daughter grew up with a good head on her shoulders. She knows how to critically think, unlike a lot of these women out here who believe, oh, it'll never happen to me. No matter how many of these OnlyFans models, in air quotes, who end up getting murked. Just like, what was her name? What was that woman's name? The white woman in Africa, Tiger Booty. Yeah, a single mother. But guess what? She wants to play the dangerous chase the bag game. And what happened? She ended up deleted. But a lot of these women are damaged beyond repair. So no, I'm going to reiterate. I don't feel sorry for grown-ass adult women who put themselves in a compromising position. Now, this woman here, 21, very good looking woman. In a past time, she would have already found herself a good man, got married, and he would have taken care of her. But hey, here we are. Here we are. The times we live in where women are too focused on what? Chasing the bag. So hey, it is what it is. The modern woman would rather be community property than the property of one man. So gentlemen, don't save these women. Let them do what they want to do. However, let them also face the consequences of their actions. Period. Point blank. Well, I've rambled on long enough. She won't be the first. She won't be the last. Just trust and believe there will be more of these lonely fans, models, who end up getting snuffed out. But we'll just look back, report, and say, here we go again. But with that being said, women around the world, especially you OnlyFans models who are selling yourselves, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and your belief that it won't happen to you in regards to getting your lights turned off permanently, that thought process will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, the only reason why a lot of you OnlyFans models who are selling yourselves haven't met this fate is because you haven't met the crazy one yet. And trust and believe, keep playing this stupid game. Unfortunately, you will win that ultimate stupid prize. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.